Games.
Just think, you're going to be sitting on your couch or comfortable chair watching athletes, some of them you might recognize. Like maybe Michael Phelps might be in the lineup coming into the opening ceremonies wearing that snappy blue blazer and a beret and perhaps holding the American flag. Regardless, he'll be in the crew, as will some other athletes that you would recognize and others you might not recognize. But the key thing is you are swelling up with American pride as you watch all these countries file in and you realize, wow, here we go, another Olympics, baby. Let's get the games going. Let's get our medal count on. And this is where we begin this edition of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You can always throw in, we don't separate here. I don't care what your stripes are, right of right, left of left, confused, independent, or somewhere in between. You don't even want a label. 855-266-KATE. How about that? Abroad, it gives you the digits right from the get-go. So here's the thing. One of the big stories today, I mean, we're arguing about money constantly. It's a money grab. Who should pay? What's fair? What's the number? What are we going to do about the Bush tax cuts? Are they going to be extended? Are we going to fly off the cliff together like Thelma and Louise because none of us can stand it anymore? So here's the thing that happens. There's just certain things, red, white, and blue, got to be American-made. And I know, Flag Day came and went, and 4th of July was just last week, and there were American flags all over the place, but how many of those flags were made in China or other places? I'm not naive enough to think that we can't have any trade with other countries, or we won't farm a few things out here and there. But my goodness, talk about farming it out. It is farming it out. When you take American unis on this kind of a stage, Ralph Lauren, and you contract out to China, why? It's cheaper. And they also know that everybody, not everybody, but a big chunk of the population will want the beret or will want something that was similar from the games, and they'll sell you all of that stuff gladly for whatever the cost is. But I think the cost is too high. Don't buy any of that. Don't buy any of the Lauren stuff that represents the Olympics. And the reason why is because it's just so bloody disappointing to find out that yes, Olympic Committee, once again, somebody has dropped the ball, and I'm going to blame you because, after all, you are the ones who choose where the uniforms are going to go, who makes them, that kind of stuff. And, once again, in manufacturing the uniforms, Team USA is going to wear. They might look great during the opening ceremonies, but they're not made in the USA. The uniforms were made in China. What a stunner. So then here's the thing. You've got the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, who rarely agrees with anything with the House Speaker, John Boehner, or pretty much anyone wearing an R. And they're agreeing. What Reid said was he thinks the Olympic Committee should be ashamed and they should burn the current uniforms. And he would rather American athletes wear shirts with USA hand-painted on them. So naturally, the U.S. Olympic Committee has to say, oh, they're so proud of their partnership with the company, with the Ralph Lauren company. It's an iconic American company, and we're excited to watch America's finest athletes compete at the upcoming Games in London. Please give me a break. They didn't know. They had no clue that they were contracting anything out with China. So this is an embarrassment and of epic proportions, especially then you have people in Washington sounding off about it. The thing to do would have been to not go there in the first place. But they didn't. The corporate sponsor, which, of course, you need that corporate money, Ralph Lauren, designed the the sportswear. But the job of making the uniforms went to its Lauren apparel company in China. Every item in the uniform, I saw this in the New York Daily News. I'm swearing and trying to track it all down. It's correct. Every single item in the uniform that the U.S. athletes wear at the opening ceremony in London will carry an overseas label. I mean, with all the things that are going on here in the United States, is this small potatoes to some of you? Am I making too much out of this? Is it just such a layup? I like to call it, some people would call this low-hanging fruit. Is it easy to just crack open the mic and go crazy on this? Because I'm somebody who spent such a chunk of my journalism career in both the world of politics, but also and news, but also the world of sports, it is so damn disappointing. It is. It is. It is so disappointing because, once again, it was somebody with their eyes closed and being really full-on asleep at the wheel. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. I mean, just not caring, because we all know this. You have to, now you have to connect the dots. You can get to the point where you think something's made in this country, and then it turns out a piece of it was made somewhere else. Sometimes that is clearly marked on the products you might pick up at a store. Not always. And I think the assumption, of course, was not that Ralph Lauren had an apparel company where they were making the designs that he was putting together. I think they just weren't, thinking about it at all. Oh, Ralph Lauren, woohoo, great, let's just go with that. Because their stuff's great, their stuff's good, it looks classy, it's American, chic, whatever. But it's just not being made in America. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. That's the number to, once again, throw in. To be sure that's not the only thing that we're going to focus on, there suddenly is a lot of big buzz over Condi Rice and whether or not she should be the VP, and it's going to be Mitt Romney's surprising choice on his undercard in the race for the presidency. And we've talked about whether the VP spot is that significant or not, and it can be, because somebody who's the VP pick could jeopardize your race for the White House. I think that more than help. I think more than adding a little fuel, a little flavor, a lot of times it's just about somebody who's not going to get you into any kind of trouble with the whole vetting process. So Condi Rice is certainly a real possibility, but much more real in the last couple of days than I actually thought. Would you pick a Condi Rice, though, over a Senator Rob Portman out of Ohio, or even, because he's still not out of it, Senator Marco Rubio out of Florida? And boy, he really wants it, too. What should Mitt Romney do? We're talking about that and taxes, taxes, taxes. Reaction from Washington next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
How can we not? Because what's happening with the Bush tax cuts? Will it be extended or not? The thought is it will ultimately be extended and won't push this discussion all the way to January, where we careen off the so-called cliff, because if you add up the dollars and cents, they don't add up, but they haven't added up for a very long time. So the question is, what is fair? You know my take. If you've just tuned in and you say, I don't know who this is. My name's Kate Delaney. Here's the deal. I'm for a flat tax. End it. Make it 10%. Boom, across the door. We are done. And no matter what you make, that's what it is. It works out in the end. At least mathematically, I think it works out in the end. Now, we're a nation of whiners and wannabes and tearing each other apart over this whole tax deal. It's become like a big name-calling thing. And it's ridiculous that we've gotten to this point. And then what is wealthy? So $250 in one area with seven kids is wealthy? Well, single and making $250 and living in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, that's pretty good. Yeah, you're doing pretty good then. So why say, no, they got to pay. Who pays the highest taxes right now? This is a great argument. It's a great argument because there is no right answer to it. The answers that you'll see, if you just even Google that question all over the internet, the answer is in looking at the income tax. Who's paying the most? if we were to break it down into other countries, for example. Let me tell you this, and we've done this with Saul album, and we did this earlier in the week, but we didn't go through all the different countries, especially in Europe, where they're struggling with the whole Eurozone thing. This is crazy. In England, tax on earnings over $230,000 is 45%. They're worried, they're trying to stimulate the economy, and they think that's good, that's a break. In our country, we know this, the top scale is 35%. 35%. State income tax, though, would add more on it. In Germany, 45%. In Japan, the top rate, this is the top rate, is 50%. 50%. So, the other question is, when you heap on big taxes, how much does that help the economy? It's like the argument over the 99% and the 1%. Well, the 1% rather, they've got the money to afford the best attorneys to come up with the loopholes, because that's what they're going to do. And they're not all loopholes, they're deductions and other things that they know they can take, and they're going to take. So it becomes about who has the best accountant? Who has the best accountant that can go through the records that can realize, oh, you can take this deduction, that deduction, you can write this off legally, you can do this, you can do that. So he with the best accountants, I guess, wins. All right, talking about taxes, I mentioned this at the top. The uniforms, the U.S. uniforms, you'll see them. They look smart. They look clean. They look pressed. They look fabulous. But they're just not made, not one shred of it, in the United States. So Harry Reid, the majority leader in the Senate, talks about the jobs bill, because it ultimately goes back to this, outsourcing jobs, losing jobs, where are the jobs going? And he had something to say about that, and he wasn't alone. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, also threw in, very early in the morning, his two cents. Check them both out.
Unfortunately, Republicans are up to their usual games. There's simply no reason to oppose this law. There is no reason for them to oppose this bill other than they're trying to hurt President Obama, small businesses, and the middle class, and of course the country.
President Obama and Senate Democrats aren't focused on jobs. You know, the president's out there campaigning for a tax hike on 900,000 small businesses his own party won't even support.
Yeah, it's the small businesses that you crucify the small businesses. It's not just empty rhetoric or fear-mongering or any of that. It's just the truth. You talk to enough people about regulations and codes and standards and all kinds of things, and then you see how difficult of a road it is. That's why with entrepreneurs, that's why with some companies now what they're doing, especially with so many people that are good out of work, what they're doing is 1099 employees. So they don't have to pick up the bigger bill. They don't have to worry about whether or not somebody's getting health insurance, because they can't afford to insure them, and they have no intention of doing that. And that's going to become the norm. The next 10 years are going to look very different, I think, from the last 10 years. Because so much is right now out there in the meat grinder, as I like to call it. And just so you know, we're the meat being grinded. We're the meat being grinded. And it's taking its toll. It's weighing on our shoulders. Can't you feel the weight? Do you feel the weight of that? Of course you do. And this is why we're seeing things like polls that come out that show that the Supreme Court approval is the lowest that they ever recorded, ever. So how is that? The lowest they've ever recorded. Negative opinions, all based, at least a big chunk of it, on the constitutionality of the health care law. And this is a Pew Research Center poll that was just released on Thursday. But the numbers show unfavorable opinions are crazy. 51% of the adults that they surveyed have a favorable opinion of the court, statistically unchanged from April when a survey showed the court's favorability rating at 52. So then you take it a step further, and 51% of Republicans have an unfavorable opinion of the court. Just 38% have favorable opinions, yada, yada, yada. And in April, in the spring, 56% of Republicans viewed the court differently. And I think that's the key. I think a lot of people are looking at it very differently than in the past. Very, very different. Male voters. If we were to break the numbers down even further, that's all of you guys listening. 47% prefer the Prez, 46 choose Romney, and then, of course, you have the percentage points that would narrow that gap. I think the bottom line is, the bottom line is you can say whatever you want about polls and are they reliable and, you know, what does that mean? I think recently with what happened with the court and Chief Justice Roberts saying he had no place to go against the elected people, this is going to go down in the all-time lore as the thing that really helps to tank us. I just don't see the silver lining in this at all. At all. And you can't turn to the allies when you have troubles because they got their hands full with the whole Eurozone thing. So that's not going to, you're not going to get any traction there, in other words. Hey, coming up here on America Tonight, we have a dungeon moment. Yes, indeed we do. Just for fun, we're going to put somebody in the dungeon. It's somebody you probably know really, really well. I'll give you a hint. Think Jenny from the Block.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Dungeon, and oh yeah, we're going to do that. Let me tell you, there's a lot of directions we could have gone with this dungeon. Some obvious places, to be sure, but we're not going to do that. And I'm going to remind you, if you're hot under the collar about the fact that Ralph Lauren's company, Polo, is producing the uniforms for the Americans in the Olympics, which normally would be such a great thing, wouldn't it? Except for that every single shred of it is being produced in China. If you are upset over this, please send us an email at americatonight.net, like Sam, listening to us across the border, who says, boy, oh boy, if they did that in Canada, I think there'd be a massive revolt. And just think about it. We're like the redheaded stepchild. Yeah, true. You think of the superpower America, how could that possibly be? And we could talk about a few other missteps, too, on the day and on Thursday, and actually throughout the week, too. But instead, and I know it just seems so trivial, but it's just, it's obvious. And I feel just compelled to go here. And I wasn't even a watcher of the show. I gave you the hint of the Jenny the Block thing, but American Idol got huge ratings. You know, 25 million people tuning in, more or less. Sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less. But big superstars come in. Steven Tyler from Aerosmith decides, I don't need to do this anymore. And they, of course, their careers, which are sagging, get big boosts, and then they tell the producers to forget it. They're not hanging in there. And Paula Abdul apparently has had huge problems with her contract because she's demanding so many things that they don't want to have to deal with in re-signing her. So that's not a likely scenario. It's, you long for those days, I bet, of Paula Abdul, don't you? So here was what she had to say about the situation.
I signed on to just do the 1 year, and I wound up doing the 2 years, and now it's like, okay, do we continue on this journey? I've loved it so much. I enjoy the show so much. I enjoy just the whole process of the show and the whole thing. And so it's a tough decision either way. I am thinking that maybe it's time for me to go and do the things, other things that I really love to do.
Like make more money, because this helped her bounce back a little bit. I mean, that's true. It did. So she says it's complicated and fluid, whatever that means, but it's time for her to go. So she's going to go. Tyler's going to go. And hey, if you're looking for a job, they're looking for a few good judges on American Idol. Yeah, on America Tonight, we're looking for a few good judges too, but they'll really pay you if you get the job on Idol. So without hesitation, sorry, Jennifer Lopez, we can forgive you all the digressions with all the different men and divorces and all the personal things. But how can we possibly lose Jenny from the Block on Idol? Say it's not so. So, Donovan, usher her into her little palace.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yep, sorry about that, Jennifer Lopez. And with Steven Tyler leaving, I suppose they'll have to try to find some other big name, because that seems to have worked the best. One thing that didn't work for one criminal that I thought you would find rather amusing, and I guess because, you know, we talk about eating better and eating healthier, but sometimes you get caught up in the cyclone of activities that you just, there's no way you're going to make it to something decent, and you have no desire to make that something decent. At least there's some fast food places that are doing better about telling you about the calories and offering up all kinds of different things on the menu that certainly are much better than they used to be. And, you know, one of the places where you can get low fat, I think considerably lower fat content, believe it or not, is Wendy's. So check out this guy. A drive-through restaurant worker in South Texas was sentenced to almost 22 years in prison for selling child porn to people who were going through the drive-through at Wendy's in San Antonio. And I cannot make this stuff up. Prosecutors say that the buyers used the code word Scooby-Doo to get the memory cards along with food at Wendy's. And nobody knew what was going on. Of course they didn't, because of how they set it up. So the guy that they busted for this is not some newbie to crime. No, not at all. He served he served a state child porn conviction and started working after he was released from prison in 2010. He was arrested last summer after child porn turned up on his computer at an apartment. So then he does this. He's gone. He's done for a very long time, especially after he's served that time. What is he thinking? Clever at first, but here's the problem. As we know from Washington and talking about politics and half of what's going on and the problems, people cannot help themselves but to brag. So they're going to brag. And that's what happened to him. I bet he got pinched partially because of that. I bet you. I bet you that was one of the big reasons why. This is sad for me to see. As somebody who lived in California for a short while, San Bernardino maybe, you know, is now the focus of a criminal investigation, but certainly was being eyeballed anyway, if nothing else. But they're talking about major fraud. I'm saying major, major fraud. And that's a big city. I mean, that's a city unto itself. Not like the core places of San Antonio, but definitely a place where people stay and can usually get, you know, usually it's reasonable anyway. So what a dunce. What a dunderhead. Except for that it worked. It worked for a very short time period. But it, like I said, very easy to sink that ship. Somebody would easily, I believe, ratted him out, and that's probably what happened. That someone ratted him out, and then they decided, you know, we're going to turn the heat up even more. And we're just going to do it because it makes sense. otherwise, who knows what somebody would deal out the drive-through window. I never get, none of this stuff seems to happen to me if we go through the drive-through window. Somebody asked me what the code word is. Scooby-Doo. So anyway, the brilliant entrepreneur who thought of this idea was Juan Antonio Rosa, 36 years old. 36 years old, and he's in this very stupid situation. But porn from the past, I think, came back to haunt him, because even though that wasn't the focus, that was the background. And the background, definitely, the background is too important, really. Too important. All right, so if you have any thoughts on where we're headed when we're talking about dungeon and whatnot. I know now some of you are starting to get the idea that you can participate in the dungeon. Who would you throw? Who would you throw in the dungeon? And there's always a laundry list. There's always somebody who's picked up for doing some awful thing to somebody else. And the police blotter is full. I mean, full of bad guys. So we're plucking out a couple of different things. Let's put it that way. And, you know, speaking of things that have been bungled, the city of San Bernardino, which I said, California, where I used to live, it's very disheartening to see this, that the sheriff's department had to release that statement confirming this criminal probe because of misconduct in the city government. That's why they're filing for bankruptcy, because you say, well, wait a second, how much are they, you know, what are they doing with this funky budget? How did it end up this way? And some of the details are going to shock a few people. Hang with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Maybe San Bernardino needs to do what some of the big franchises are doing when it comes to the food business. Give stuff away and figure out a way to roll it into some kind of a promotion to help save the city so they don't have to go bankrupt. It's like I was trying to brainstorm that out for the folks at Scranton. If they, you know, help save Scranton, own a piece of Scranton, so maybe they could sell the city. Almost like initial public offerings become publicly traded in a sense. Sell, you can have a piece of the city. So you give them something, some kind of piece of the city for X amount of dollars and, you know, get a t-shirt. I help save Scranton, Pennsylvania. I help save San Bernardino. This is what we've been reduced to, whether it's by hook or crook, because these people don't know how to balance budgets. They don't know how to run cities, obviously, other than into the ground, some of them. Now, of course, some of that could be due to the lack of funding. and overfunding things that they have to just completely cut out. And maybe that's part of it. It's the understanding the mathematics, understanding, hey, you know what? What comes in and then what goes out, somehow they gotta meet in the middle. It's that economics lesson that the people in Washington miss too. Oh, you mean we're spending, but we don't have the money to back it up, and now we've gotten ourselves into a situation where $16 trillion in debt. I like to say sometimes when we come around that final fourth turn, for this hour anyway, of America Tonight, we tie it all up for you. So in making sort of that remark to what the cities can do and how scary it is that they're going bankrupt, it is ultimately about the clever idea, and that's what they need, a clever idea. You think of like 7-Eleven, which this just happened. They have these freebie, this once-a-year freebie, you know, Slurpee giveaway, and people go into stores and get free Slurpees. But the sales end up going way beyond that. Even with the drinks that they give out, and they gave out last time a ton, 4.5 million, people buy so much or look at other things or whatever it might be, they end up having the day incredibly up, 38%, something like that. And then you've got Chick-fil-A. How brilliant is this? And most of those franchises aren't hurting because people get the whole cow thing and they get tired of the burger deal. But Chick-fil-A, for people who dress up as a cow, they get a free breakfast, lunch, or dinner. If you do a partial costume in some way, like anything, ears, cowbells, whatever, you get an entree on the house. So this is what these cities need. They need a good PR department. They need a good promotion so that they capture the imagination of the American people. How's that? And if they can do that, maybe they can be, maybe they ultimately can be saved, because it's crazy that in the same week we're talking about Scranton having nowhere to go, so offering firemen and policemen minimum wage, because everybody has to take minimum wage. It's the same thing that San Bernardino is telling people who are panicked, don't worry, we're not getting rid of the police or the fire department, but we just are so strapped. And they don't want to say, because they saw what happened in Scranton, they don't want to say, I believe, minimum wage. They don't want to go to that. And figure that's how they're going to handle the shortfall. But any publicity is good publicity. So if they can come up with something with a little bit of a twist, it might help save their bacon. Now, who's going to help Mitt Romney? The choices for VP are shrinking, because they already sent out a note. They would know by the convention, between now and the convention. Everybody keeps thinking about Condi Rice, but I don't know that she wants to, deep down, I don't know that she has the stamina for that, because she's never really been elected to public office. So the microscope, the scrutiny, all the things that she'd have to be subjected to, this might not be her bag. It might not be what she really, really wants to do. But because they have this, the Romney people have a new fundraising drive, speaking of ideas, called Meet the VP, they're going to have to do this. They're going to have to come up with this before Tampa. I mean, maybe not, but I would think they would. And Condi Rice was out at Romney's Utah retreat a few weeks ago, and she got two standing ovations, and people were talking about her, and this started the whole discussion about Condi Rice. Does she, you know, Condi Rice, is she interested? And she would be interesting on the ticket. She would be interesting on the other card, on the undercard is what I call it. But I don't know. I mean, she's not carrying this election if that were to happen. the tough choice. I think this is a tough one. The obvious money says Portman, but boy, I'm not so sure. It's a swing state, Ohio, a huge state that Romney needs, but Portman might not be the guy to carry that. He might not be the right choice for VP. In fact, I'm going to say he's not the right choice for VP. Forget to kind of dance around this thin line. I don't think it's him or Rubio. Condi Rice, maybe Condi Rice. But what can she do to the voting base that helps Romney that he's not already doing for himself? That's a tough one. I think people like her or want to like her. And even people who, hey, they know she worked for George Bush, and she was very loyal to George Bush, but they see something different. If she would work for them, then they would be able to go after this and this and this and this, you know, pieces of business. So, Condi Rice for VP. Condi Rice for VP. It's intriguing to think. To think that that could happen. But I'll say it again. They're denying. Anyone around her even is denying that Condi Rice wants this gig. And the one who seems to want it, I think, the most is Marco Rubio. And he's just gotten his feet wet in Florida, so to speak. So he wants it the most. He, to me, has the least chance of getting it, the least chance of landing the undercard. So maybe Ann Romney throwing it out there and starting that discussion, maybe that's what started to tip people off that Rice might be the one. She might be on the ticket. Might be on the ticket. All right, I said we tie things up at the end. So besides the VP thing, of course, the tax deal not going to be voted on until the end of July, but there's going to be a little bit of conversation before recesses over that. And I think they'll just vote to smack a Band-Aid on it. It's just a matter of what the timeline is. So if you're getting XYZ in your check, I guess breathe a little easier because it'll probably still be there come January. But we'll see. Got 2 weeks. See what the debate is like. Could be dicey, to say the least. Any thoughts on the show or you want to share a great recipe you are dying to tell me about for something, do it. Send it to AmericaTonight.net.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.